And we're back. And I'm freezing, but I guess sorry about that, guys. So we're back. This is Wolf Talk Podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Wolf. And we're here with Marcus Storm.
How you doing? Feels good to be here, you guys. I appreciate you guys for allowing me to come onto your platform.
Thank you for joining.
No, yeah, it's our pleasure.
Of course.
So what got you in the music, or what got you decide to get in the music industry? Is that kind of something with you since you were a kid, or did you just recently get into music? Or
so I've been doing this for a while. You know, I got into the music industry when I was about 13 years old. You know, I just started writing music, started writing songs. And next thing you know, I started gaining a passion for it, but I didn't really start taking it serious until I was like in college. And since then, you know, it just started taking off. I started opening up for different artists from like, probably like around the world. I've opened up for like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Jonas, Kosha Dills, 3-6 Mafia, Yellow Wolf, Tech N9ne, Steve Stone, you know, and the list goes on. A bunch of underground kings who have just paved the way for hip hop artists and lyricists all around.
Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
So, what are you working on? Anything, or do you have anything new coming out, or working on any new music?
Yeah, I'm actually working on like 3 EPs. Right now, consecutively. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm actually dropping something in March. It's called 2-for-1 Special, Volume 2.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we'll have to make sure to keep in touch, and when it comes out, we'll have it back on or promote it. We'll put it on our pages and stuff. Now, we do have a little video to kind of show and kind of introduce everyone to you real quick. If you don't mind, we're going to play like a little portion of one of your videos.
Oh, for sure. Go ahead.
All right, let's do that real quick.
We're here.
I played a game. My heart must leave. Ain't got no shame. If you ain't with it, double deuces, best believe. Played a game, my heart must sleeve. I live no shame, no fear. I want, I'ma get it. Be my co-light, split decision. You was with it, kept building from beginning. Now you switching back to fronting. Man, I hate this one line division. Now we falling in. How we go from whole life to co-op, steady stalling like damn. You blame the vision of you when you say you're over it. How did we fall out of tune and you never notice it? Remember playing you my song on 10. You told me you believe in me back then. And now tripping on me. Gotta stay with you, me. Say it simple and plain. Seem like your feelings got you in a split decision. Girl, you're losing me. Got you be my start to finish. Never ending, now my heart don't speak.
Yeah, standing in the rain and I'm going insane. And I really can't explain this feeling. Shit so real and it's tugging my heart. Niggas don't know that I'm falling apart. How do we start? Taking up the dream. Do what I want, but it's not what it seems. Cause I gotta work hard for my shit. Go hard for my shit when I'm so legit. When I reap those blessings and benefits. When you into this, there's no quitting this. Niggas looking like preach, cause a nigga gotta teach niggas what to do. My name in your mouth is not the move. You got a lot to lose, I got more to gain. Girl, please explain, stay in your lane. Girl, watch your frame and watch your mouth. Fuck what you think, what you talking about?
Look, why is it so hard to talk to you? You can never sit down and listen. We used to shine like diamonds. Nowadays you hardly glisten. Kiki living merry, but really she living lies. Just can't admit that you jealous. I can see the green inside your eyes. You used to say I can make it, now you want me to stop. You claiming you Cinderella when really you just a thought. But now I'm getting love for the hits that I make at this buzz.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh, I usually don't play that much. I usually cut it off before that, but I kept wanting to watch more.
I know. So cool. I want to keep watching too.
Yo, Wolf, I saw your face. You started like, you started like laughing as soon as you said turn Cinderella to a, but you're really just a thought. I was just like, she's gonna love, I knew y'all would love that part. You know, it's just one of those things. That song is called All or Nothing. It's like one of those things where you give a woman your all, but it's just like, and you get nothing back. And it's just like, basically I'm not about to play with you. You know, I'm going to give you my all or it's nothing after that. And I'm leaving, you right. know?
Absolutely.
And yeah. I'm going to post the link down here for so everyone can see the video and let me grab it real quick. So everyone can get it on the page. Be sure to go list it. It's pretty amazing. And I had a really great video production too. That thing's really awesome. Did you do that yourself, or did you have any help with your videos?
Oh no, that was my boy Roman Massaroni. Shout out to my boy. He does most of my videos, and it's just like me and him actually went to college together. We went to Cleveland State together. And I used to be in quite a few of his productions. You know, he was a film major. I was a psychology major. We became really good friends. We had quite a few things in common, you know. And we always talk about, like, the love of music, movies, film. And since then, the rest has been history. We've been pretty cool ever since.
Well, that's a cool connection to have. So you can just go right to him when you need to make another video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. With someone who makes music videos, it's pretty awesome, I think. So hopefully everyone will take a listen to it.
So you have any good tours coming up?
Tours? Not now. I recently had a showcase not too long ago in Cleveland. It was the Ozzy Unplugged showcase where we talked about just different artists, you know. But I don't have no tours. I've just been just busy in the lab, just working, just pounding it all out. Pause, you know. But it's just like, you know, you know, it's just been like one of those things where it's just like I've just been really just like grinding in the studio, making these songs. You know, I should be like gaining more shows over the summer. I actually have my first headlining show in Youngstown very soon in July.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, you think that sound like you're really close.
Yeah, he's say? About 40 minutes. He's about 40 minutes for me.
Yeah, she's just in Ohio too.
So. Yo, y'all got to come out to the show.
Well, I'm in Oklahoma.
He's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, me and my band. Oklahoma? Yeah, I'm all the way out in the... Yeah.
Well, bro, me and Wolf will have to come through and we'll bring the show to you. How's that sound?
Well, I will be in Ohio in June because we have actually a big festival we're putting together. We brought in all the bands called the Wolfapalooza in June on the 22nd.
Summit County Fairgrounds.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
In Talmadge, Ohio? Yeah, I have a huge festival that we're hosting 9 bands. And we merged with the roller derby.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So it's all day event. It's all day event.
That's cool. So like, is it just like, cause I know the roller derby is like when they're like skating around, they're trying to knock each other off, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like
that. I've never seen it either. Yeah. It's gonna be a new experience for both of us there.
Yo, I say that we all just get on some skates and we just join them up while we're all just performing. It's like, and we'll be back with these messages. And you're just like knocking them out and all of that.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to it.
Most definitely. I would definitely love to support.
Yeah, maybe if I just find an excuse to hang out until July there, and then I can make it out there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's an all-day event, so it's 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
And our band will be playing too, so we'll be on there. So, yeah, you heard a little bit of the music when we did the beginning before we got all technical issues and everything crashed.
Yeah. No, I liked what I heard. I listened to, like, a lot of rock and roll too, you know.
Yeah, we try to interview just about everybody. Whoever we can find any genre, we kind of like to mix it up.
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, we actually have, I don't know if you heard of Young Shada. Young Shada, she's from around here.
Young Shada.
She's a rapper.
I have heard of her. I think I might have performed alongside with her. You know, we were on the same bars.
Yeah, she's coming out. She's performing at her show.
Nice, nice. Y'all need another rapper?
Well, come on out. We could throw you up on stage for a couple hours.
Yeah, we could fit you in there. Yes, I'm sure we could.
Oh, most definitely. I'll definitely bring the house down for you guys, or the festival down, you know?
Yeah. We have a little bit of everything. We'll have country, we'll have rock, we'll have rap, we'll have... Yeah, so it's kind of like all over the... It's kind of a unique concert. It's got a little bit of everything.
No, most definitely. Most definitely, you know, I can definitely tell y'all more about the music, you know. I got another project that I'm dropping. It's called When the Dust Settles. That's coming out over the summer, you know, in June, and I'm already dropping like the single's already in March. That one's called Pasadena Sunrise. I was writing it in Pasadena when I was out in California, you know, and like I couldn't go back to sleep, and I was just like, yo, let me just write, let me just get this over with, let me start writing today, and like next thing you know, the sun was rising, and I was like, damn, I'm coming up with all these ideas, and I tell you, when I say there's something magical about Pasadena, Los Angeles, the area just in general, there's nothing like it. You know, and because I just started becoming inspired, you know.
No, it definitely is. I've been out there as many times. I used to have family that lived out. Actually, they moved back now, but we'd go out there like once or twice a year. So
nice, nice, nice. I got a couple buddies out there. You know, like I've been wanting to go so I can like catch a Rose Bowl. You ever just want to go to Rose Bowl, TJ?
I'm totally into football.
Well, I
live and breathe football. I have got to watch every single football game.
I played college football, and after I played college football, I got to the point where I didn't want to watch it anymore. So I'm not saying I don't watch it ever, but like just like my team, like I don't usually go. I used to be like all into it, but I'm not as like my brain pulled back from it somehow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, man. And I would watch like the Rose Bowl all the time, you know, with just like family, like just for like any team to pull through. I was happy that Michigan pulled through this year, you know? Yeah. Who did you have? Who'd you have your money on, Wolf?
I did bet for Michigan, even though I don't like Michigan, but Ohio State wasn't in it, so I had to go for somebody.
Yeah, yeah, she's in Ohio, so she's not gonna. I knew they were gonna win at probably like week five. I heard they just seemed so much better than all the other teams.
I pretty much found out if Ohio State's in it, Ohio State wins. If Michigan's in it, Michigan's gonna win it because they're the top two.
Yeah, literally in the nation, you know, and of course, we got to root for Ohio State. We're in Ohio. You know, my brother, he's a Michigan fan. And it's the fact that, like, whenever they're playing, as soon as they won the national championship, we haven't stopped hearing from him since, you know. And I'm just like, all right, get it out your system, okay. You know.
Yeah, when I was at work, I opened up, I work at Dollar General. And I open up a box of magazines, right? Mm-hmm. And I happen to see two Michigan magazines. And I was like, really? I really got to put this out.
Right. In a Ohio setting, you guys really going to go ahead and push and like just push this in our face.
I so wanted to just, you know, put it on the roll tan or recyclables cardboard and put it in.
Just take it, just leave it in the back to let dust settle, you know.
Yeah, because when they don't sell, we put it on the recyclable, because we recycle the magazines, because it, you know, paper's recyclable. So right. Whatever doesn't sell, we put on the recycle. I just so wanted to put it on the recycling bin.
Yeah. No, I can. No, trust me. I would have done the same thing. You know, just the fact that like they have the audacity to even just sell that and just like try to like push their Michigan agenda on us. You know. Now, Michigan wins in the national tournament for basketball, then we definitely got a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be truly March Madness.
You know, I'm worried about next year because, you know, my team, Oklahoma, they're moving to the SEC, and I think they're going to have some problems the first year, at least. I think it's going to be a big adjustment.
Well, who were they with before? They were with Big Ten?
Big 12, yeah. They've been down the last couple of years since they got a new coach. I mean, not all the way, you know, just kind of mid-tier. They weren't near as good this last year. I mean, they were getting better, though, so hopefully they won't get killed when they start playing Alabama and Tennessee and all those teams. It's a pretty brutal schedule.
I just don't want to see y'all get, like, murdered by, like, 70 points a game. You know,
I don't think that'll happen. I think they're pretty solid as far as I think, and they can score. So I mean, but I don't see them like I don't. They might lose four or five games, maybe. You know, I hope not. But I mean, normally it's like one or two is usually the maximum they lose. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
But they'll have Texas. They'll have Alabama. They'll have. Tennessee, I mean, list goes on. South Carolina, it's like there's not an easy game on there.
Yeah, no, y'all got a schedule, but y'all gotta fight through. Because if y'all don't, then it's gonna be a long season.
Yeah,
a really long season. You know, but I feel like y'all can do it, but like. I wish y'all nothing but the best, but when it comes to me and Wolf's Ohio State, we can't let that happen. All right. We can't allow that. Like, I'm gonna be texting y'all on here, just be like, I'm gonna be like, Wolf, prayers for my boy TJ over here, man. This man's getting slaughtered by 80 points by Ohio State.
Oh, I don't think it'll be that bad, but as long as they still beat Texas, you know, everyone will be happy for the most part.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure.
I feel like Texas has a lot of readjusting to do. You know.
Yeah, they'll have a Manning for quarterback next year.
Mm.
Yeah,
didn't one see of the Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the I don't know if he's like a kid of one of his brothers, I think, or something like that.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember what his first name is, but
oh yeah, I mean, if he's a Manning, then he definitely has a lot that he needs to like prove because he's riding on that name, you know.
Yeah,
especially coming from like two brothers, two Super Bowl legends. Like, how do you do that? You know.
And I think this kid's from the brother that wasn't in the NFL. I think it's the one that he has it. I could be mistaken on that, but I think that's the case. Like he has one that isn't in the NFL. That was his kid, I think. But yeah, he was like the number one recruit in high school, I think, when he came out like a year or two ago. I think he's like a sophomore next year or something like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is gonna be his year. You know, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good for him. You know, if he's a little rusty, that's fine. You know, first game, first two games, got to make a good impression. You know, because you could be benched tomorrow.
Yeah, Texas is going to be in the same position Oklahoma is. They're going to the SEC, brand new. So they'll have to deal with all those new. It'll be fun to watch, I guess, at least. So see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, he just. Yeah, no, they got a lot to do. They got a lot to do, you know. Definitely got a lot to do.
So where can everyone find your stuff and your, you know, easiest way to get to your music or your pages?
So the easiest way they can hit me up on Instagram. They can hit me up on Facebook. Facebook just Marcus Storm, MarQuis Storm, STORM, IG, Marcel underscore Deer. We need to change that soon to Marcus Storm so we can make it easier for people, you know. Right. Yeah. But it's, so they can hit me up on Marcel, MarCel underscore Deer, DEAR. That's where you can find my music, my content, my podcasts, all that.
Awesome.
We'll definitely have to have you back on once you're getting close to releasing something. Yeah, so we can help you show it off and promote for you. So,
nah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, if you have anything coming up, hit me up and we'll schedule you in.
No, most definitely.
Sorry about all the technical issues tonight. Usually it goes a lot smoother. I don't know what's going on tonight.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. You know, things happen. We're all good. We're all good. I'm looking forward to getting back on. Get me back on during football season. You know, we all got to chat.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Yeah, no, it's fun. So yeah, we haven't really had a chance to talk about that before on here. So yeah, that's a good conversation to have.
Yeah. You know, one of the plans that I do have is I want to send my music to one of these distributions so we can so it can be like the intro to a 2K football game or to one of the college or NFL football games, like a syncing.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the plans. You know, that's one of the goals this year.
Yeah, no, you know, 2K or that 2K NBA 2K takes a lot of that music too. So.
I feel like they're always taking submissions, you know, and always trying to. I was just trying to find the next big song or the next big star, you know, which I'm definitely like intrigued by.
Yeah. All right. Well, we really appreciate you coming on. It's nice getting to know you and everything, but we'll definitely keep in touch so we can bring you back on. Maybe we'll talk later about seeing if maybe you might get on the Wolf of Palooza bandwagon. Maybe we might get you in there if we can squeeze it in.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I can do a little set. I can do a little set with Shada. You know, that's only if she remembers me though. I'm just like, I don't know, because it might have been a minute.
Oh yeah, yeah, we'll ask her. Yeah, we've got her contact info. We'll see. We'll get together and we'll figure it out.
For sure, for sure. Yo, I appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem.
Thank you for joining.
Well, we'll be back on our regular podcast on Monday, but we will also have the Sons of the Divide podcast this Saturday. It will be at 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. And we'll see you guys then.
See you then.
All right. You have a good one, guys.